And it is time for our daily COVID-19 update. And today we have a new player in the game. Tina Rockhold is joining us. Good morning,
new
Tina.
Player. Yay. Hello. How are you, Dave?
I am good. A new player. That's what your designation is for the day.
Well, I hope that I can score. I hope I do well.
I have no doubt that you will. You are with the Mercy Foundation. Tell us about, just in a nutshell, what the Mercy Foundation is doing.
Sure. So the Mercy Community Health Foundation is a 501c3 supporting organization for Ascension Via Christi Manhattan, hence my reason for being here today. I'm part of the team that is coordinating any contributions, gifts in kind, donations that are helping to support the hospital and our healthcare workers as we prepare and take care of COVID-19 patients.
What all does that entail these days?
Well, I tell you, it has been extremely busy over the past 6 weeks, and it's just really heartwarming to know that there has been just a whole community of givers who have surfaced during this crisis. You know, people who want to reach out and share their time, their talent, their resources, or their energy just to really help foster for the greater good as we deal with this crisis. And over the past numerous weeks, we have seen individuals, churches, businesses, our medical community, so many civic and social organizations that have reached out and provided seriously loads and loads of essential protective personal protective equipment, cleaning supplies that are much needed for our hospital, everything from encouraging notes that have wonderful pictures from children, meals, and even clothing that are provided for our patients that once they recover from COVID-19, they can wear those home. So It's just been overwhelming to see the generosity from our community. And even though our healthcare workers are really are highly skilled and well-trained to take care of our patients as we work through COVID-19, but it's the willingness of the people to help in the community that really help encourage us as we tackle these new challenges.
You know, and the philanthropy is, you know, so widespread here in our community, and we're very grateful for that because this is a community that has always welcomed the need and supported the needs here. But the Mercy Community Health Foundation also supports other entities as well.
Right. So, you know, our community, our foundation really does several things in the community. You know, they all relate to healthcare. We work to support and bring new equipment to the hospital, which of course benefits our patients. We contribute to continuing education and recruitment for physicians and personnel. We also provide so many programs that, of course, run through the hospital, but again, trickle down and really help benefit our patients and the wellness in our community. So it's, you know, we, as the board and as the members of our hospital, we are just so appreciative for our community and for their continued support, not only right now, but through the 25 years that our foundation has been in existence. We have had so much support and so many contributions that have helped make our community happy, healthy, and really drive home the importance of our wellness and for all of our community and the area around us, in the area that we serve.
You know, you have the Mercy Foundation has really been instrumental in providing a lot of technology. 3D imaging is one that comes to mind. Also, I know you've made some considerable contributions with HeartCath facility.
Right.
And I'm sure that, you know, you've got to be looking at all kinds of different things that with the presence of the COVID-19 in our midst and within our healthcare community. That's another potentially area that is going to need some resources in the future.
Right. And, you know, right now we have been focusing so much on our personal protective equipment. That is the greatest need right now just because there is so much shortage. And we have seen so many businesses and individuals in our community step up and provide so much equipment of that sort. Even here's another example. K-State University at their vet school loaned us a ventilator. Ventilators are hard to find right now when you're in healthcare. And so something like that, where we have collaborated with numerous businesses in our community to bring that essential equipment on site, has just been, you know, we know that we live in a community that is very well connected. We support each other, whether it is in play, whether it is in work, but to see this connectedness really to come together at a time of crisis just really is a testament to the beauty of Manhattan and this whole area.
Well, you've got your hands full these days, don't you?
We do. We do. But I always feel blessed because every morning and every day that I'm at work, I answer the phone and it is someone or a business wanting to reach out and offer help. And that is so, it makes me emotional to think of just how blessed we are to be in a community that is so very giving. And, you know, giving right now is extremely important. And I'm not talking about financial. You know, there are numerous opportunities to make an impact in our community. And I'm not just referring strictly to our foundation or to the hospital. You know, we hear this phrase so often, it is better to give than receive. And there's so many in our community who are struggling right now, struggling to make ends meet, struggling to feel a sense of purpose, struggling to cope. And there really is numerous opportunities to help our neighbor, encourage our friends, help our family. So I would just, you know, I really want to encourage people to offer patience, offer compassion. You know, random acts of kindness right now will go a long way. A thumbs up. You're doing a good job. A wave, hello. It seems like in this time of social distancing, it's as though we can't even make eye contact. Gosh, we need those things in our world right now. And they're powerful gestures and especially important during this time. So, you know, one thing that I would like to share today is if you have the opportunity to give, and like I said, not strictly financial, there are numerous ways to do so. Consider donating to the Flint Hills Bread Basket. Your churches, any church, could certainly use assistance right now. Mental health resources, MHK Together is a wonderful program which supports the local businesses and economy with match funds. And then today, if it hasn't already been announced on the program, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation has match day today, and it's
We've
all virtual.
We've been all over that this morning.
Good, you bet.
They're up to over $160,000 on the day so far.
Awesome!
Yeah,
see, that's what a great way to offer support, and that is so valuable right now as we not only today but in our long term success of how we move forward from this crisis in our area. So,
and you know, one of the other things that has been really neat to see how many people are making masks and donating them. And today's one of the pickup and drop off days. That's Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 11 to 3 at the Westview Community Church, and they do it again Saturday mornings from 9 to noon. But that's another great example of the type of engagement that's important to, you know, it not just to help people, but it also lifts your spirits, you know, being able to say, man, I did something today, and makes you, you know, hopefully you can, you know, when you go to bed at the end of the day, you can say, you know, I did something for my community, and I'm pretty happy about that, and what can I do tomorrow?
Exactly. You know, if we can find a sense of purpose and find a value, and again, those who are making masks, numerous quilt guilds, individuals, it's just so, yes, if you can find a way to feel I've contributed in some way today. Wow, we're all benefiting from that, and I hope everybody can find something in their day that helps them feel good about what they're doing for themselves, but also for our community.
Tina, how can people find out more about you at the Mercy Foundation?
The best way to contact me today or over the next several weeks will be through my email. And my email is simply, if you can remember my name, tina.rockhold@ascension.org. I'd love to talk with anybody now's a good time to talk and communicate. We need that.
Nice work this morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Dave. Take care.
That's our daily COVID-19 report here. Tina Rockhold of the Mercy Foundation joining us this morning here at Manhattan Broadcasting. We're going to be joined tomorrow by Cheyenne Strunk, who is the administrator of the Ascension Senior Living Via Christi Village here in Manhattan and throughout Kansas as well.